What's hot, what's not in the markets with Tommy Grisafi from Advanced Trading based at Mayville, North Dakota. Futures and options have risk. Tell me, Tommy, what's hot in this market?
Last night, Don, a lot of chatter about copper. I call it Dr. Copper. Dr. Copper at 10-year high is usually a good sign of how world economies are doing. So copper at a 10-year high, and that's got people's attention.
Grain market's a little firm in the overnight trade as well.
Nice firmness in the grains. We had March expiration on Friday. March options have expired. March futures are rolling to May and various months right now. Grains were really firm overnight, backing off a little. China back from holidays, so keep an eye on exports. See if China's back in the market purchasing U.S. grain.
So what's not hot in this market?
Well, a couple news stories this morning. We're watching the TV and we're going to cross the 500,000 mark for COVID deaths in America. And a year ago, we were close to zero. So that's a big number. A lot of lives affected, a lot of loved ones lost. And it just gets you thinking that we've been through a rough time here in America, but hopefully we're coming out of it here.
No doubt. Of course, we focus in on the economy. Inflation seems to be a buzzword as we move forward.
Well, Dr. Michael Barry, who the movie The Big Short and the book The Big Short were written, wrote about, tweeted last night. He said, "Don't say I didn't tell you so, but hyperinflation is on its way." And that's speculation, of course, but the interest rate markets that we trade at the Board of Trade and CME Group are responding. So bonds are lower, interest rates are up, back month euro dollars, year 23-24, about a 40% chance right now that there'll be a 0.25% raise in interest rates coming in 22 and a few more in 23. So the interest rate markets are starting to respond. Rates are going up.
Tommy Grisafi, Advanced Trading, based at Mayville, North Dakota.